Hello and welcome to the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast. Coming up, learn about the mandatory use of face masks, who to call if you have concerns, continuing to stay safe during this pandemic, and how to get coronavirus text alerts. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at www.fairfaxcounty.gov. Governor Ralph Northam recently signed Executive Order 63 that requires Virginians to wear face coverings in public indoor settings, including but not limited to stores, restaurants, barbershops, government buildings, and public transportation. This requirement went into effect on Friday, May 29th. The governor said the order will be enforced by the Virginia Department of Health, not law enforcement, though Northam noted the penalty can be a Class 1 misdemeanor. If you have questions or concerns about the face covering executive order, call 1-877-ASK-VDH3. Do not call the Fairfax County Health Department or the Public Safety Non-Emergency Number about compliance with the governor's executive order for face coverings. Business owners and managers should address the violation with the alleged offender at the time. Executive Order 63 only covers businesses and state and local buildings. It is not enforceable outside buildings and businesses. To report concerns or potential violations of the Phase 1 guidelines for businesses, call the county's Public Safety Non-Emergency Number at 703-691-2131, TTY 711. A cross-agency, cross-discipline system is in place to triage and handle complaints with a focus first on education, awareness, and seeking voluntary compliance. And again, if you have questions or concerns about the face-covering executive order from the governor, call the Virginia Department of Health at 1-877-ASK-VDH3. Do not call the Fairfax County Health Department or the Public Safety Non-Emergency Number about compliance with the governor's executive order for face coverings. For all other COVID-19-related questions, email ffxcovid@fairfaxcounty.gov. COVID-19 is still in our community, as the daily case data shows. As Phase 1 begins, it's important to know this is not a return to normal yet. The best way to protect yourself and your family is to stay home as much as possible. Remember, safer at home. It's also still very important to wash your hands, practice social distancing, inform contacts if you're sick, and self-quarantine as necessary. Learn more about the simple actions you can take to keep Fairfax County moving toward the next phase of reopening at www.fairfaxcounty.gov/health/novel-coronavirus/prevent. Finally, Fairfax County's free alert system sends you important information during an emergency, helps you navigate your commute, and shares community information. You can also customize your Fairfax alerts to receive the information pertinent to you. Don't miss this important information. Sign up today for Fairfax alerts at www.fairfaxcounty.gov/alerts. You can also sign up for COVID-19 text alerts. Just text FFXCOVID to 888-777 to receive updates. Text FFXCOVID ESP to 888-777 for updates in Spanish. Well, that's it for this edition of Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government. Thanks for listening. Additional information about health and safety topics and emergency preparedness may be found online at www.fairfaxcounty.gov. And remember, if you have a police, fire, or medical emergency, call 911. For non-emergency needs, call 703-691-2131.